This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
What a great start to the week. I just tuned out your other 2 days. I just listened to today's forecast. I don't want to know what it's going to do, right?
It could end up looking like this.
It can for the next 3 days? I'll be very happy about that. I have spent the last couple of months like wavering on whether to build an ark or not. I mean, I'm just so tired of the rain. And we were standing out at Eisenhower High School. You want to get confusion, put like 1,000 people under a portico in the pouring down rain with no obvious line.
It's get dry, get inside.
And then it's like the Who concert in Cincinnati trying to get in. It's been like 2 weeks now, though, right? We had the Richland graduation. I was so impressed by that. And then we were over at Hickory Point Bank on Wednesday with the Merit Scholars. And then Milliken's graduation was on Sunday. I know I saw Mount Zion's graduation. Eisenhower's was on Saturday. We were there, packed house, and just so impressed by all the kids. And it was just, I don't know, there's an excitement in the air. Maybe it's just because I've been involved in so much of it. I just feel like we should take the time to stop and celebrate, right?
I'm absolutely with that.
Yeah. And I know you were at what St. Teresa's graduation
That's
was
right.
last weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all of these incredible folks. They took Hickory Point Bank. Carla, good morning and welcome. You guys started this a couple of years ago, right?
Yes. This is our third year.
Third year, okay.
But this is the first year that we were able to celebrate in person. And
right.
So I feel exactly what you're saying about the excitement. And maybe it's because we haven't been able to celebrate in person for a long time.
And you know, it may very well be just that, right? That it's like, okay, so yeah. This feels different because we're there doing it in person. That very well may be the case. So you picked 4 students from each high school, right?
Yes. So there's 7 area high schools where Hickory Point Bank has a presence. And we worked with each of their guidance counselors. And through a very objective rating system of the top 4 students, and they combined their class rank with their ACT or SAT scores and submitted 4 students for the Merit Scholars. And then from that, we took them and compiled all the information, and we had a selection committee that looked at all of that and ranked and rated that, along with an essay about something that made a huge impact on your life. And so very excited to have a ceremony and announce the winners, and it was so nice to come together to do that, and here we are today with Van.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised at how many brother-sister combos there were.
No kidding. I mean, if that, I would feel like I have really smart brothers, but I don't know. I miss that gene. I don't know, somehow. It didn't catch on in my family. So.
Well, there were folks from all the area high schools that were there with their families. It was a lovely reception.
Yes.
And you can check out the story and photos if you missed it on NowDecatur.com. So I imagine this is an incredibly difficult, you know, picking, you know, because there was, 5 total scholarship winners or
yes,
people who
4.
Were awarded,
yes,
4,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
But there were 4 from each school, so you had
yes,
28 to choose
yes,
from. I can't even imagine how difficult that was.
So there was a rubric that, again, all these people who are smart in math put together, and a selection committee that really had nothing to do with the students and didn't know the students. And they took a look at, and so they were rated and ranked that way, but a heavy portion of that was the essay. And Van had such a wonderful essay. I was glad that I wasn't on the selection committee, because I think I would have given every single
person. Me too.
Person.
I just got to show up and go, hey, congratulations. Like, I had zero heavy lifting to
yes,
do.
Yes.
All right. So, Van, I don't want to embarrass you, but I feel like I have to sort of point out all these things that you were involved with in your senior year of Nick of the National Honor Society, Vice President of the Spanish Honor Society, Vice President of the Art Club, Section Leader in Band, Class Representative for the Principal Advisory Committee, Math Team, Scholastic Bowl, Yearbook Committee, the Academic Challenge Team, and then that was all, you know, in Moreau Forsyth. But then if you go to Young Leaders in Action, she's the Marketing Co-Chair and the Treasurer, the Social Media Manager for Behind the Chapters, and a Tutor Mentor for Team Bezzy. This most grown-ups don't do that much in their life. Why are you so involved in all of these things?
So I come from, my family were immigrants from Vietnam. So my parents, they never really had the opportunity to go to high school and have all these opportunities that I do. So when they were coming to the U.S., it was more than just job opportunities that they were looking for, but like opportunities for my side to like go to school. So whenever these like opportunities pop up, I always want to try them because, you know, my parents have sacrificed so much to be able to do it that I don't want to take it for granted. And then so that's what encourages me to try it. But then honestly, I fell in love with like doing it, building all the friendships that I have through it. Like band, I've spent so much time like outside of school.
Listen, our guy's a band guy. You don't have to convince me. This is the most underrated group of people around because you don't go to just the football games. You got to go to all the basketball games. You got to do all of it. Mm-hmm. And there's just as much rehearsal and practice.
Yes, yeah. A lot of practices.
So did you get a play in graduation in the band or like the prelude or, you know, as people were arriving? Because our guy was there and then he had to disappear to go get in line to come in. And then they brought in like a team or whatever. It's pretty amazing. So band is a cool thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no doubt. All right. So you talk about coming from Vietnam. You were born in Ho Chi Minh City, right?
Mm-hmm.
What age did you come here to the U.S.?
I think I was about one.
So okay. Well, you don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember much.
All right. And your sister acted as sort of the translator of your family until she went off to school, and then those responsibilities fell to you.
Mm-hmm.
At what age? 15.
Around there, when I was a freshman,
So what, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, just that, the business they're in. I mean, you had to deal with all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
In addition to being 15 and going to high school.
Yeah. And back then, I had a lot of social anxiety.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
On top of all of that?
Yes. Oh. So even like doing something like this back then, I would probably never be able to see myself here. So yeah, I've definitely gone very far working on my social skills.
All right. Well, but that's something you learn in life, right? And the more you do it, the more comfortable you get doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have a very specific career choice. I was looking on Wednesday night's script that you are going to get, you want to get a degree in computer engineering and become a camera hardware engineer.
Yes.
It's a very specific thing. How did you land on that?
So my two passions are probably like science and technology and also the arts, which are two things that people usually don't find any correlation
with. No, you got left brain, right brain.
Yeah.
Right.
But then I thought, what kind of job could combine my love for art, specifically photography, because I love photography, and also be able to challenge my critical thinking skills. And I thought maybe some kind of engineer with cameras. So I was like, maybe camera hardware engineering.
Okay. All right.
So something like that. It's not set in stone.
No,
yet.
But it's a goal to shoot for, and you'll find out. Which I think kids are under way too much pressure today in this world to know exactly where they're going at 17, 18 years of age. You know, go have a goal. Goal's great, but find your way and whatever that path takes you, you know, because it might be something completely different. You don't have to have it all figured out right now. All right.
I think
we do that, you know, too much today. You got to have a plan. Nothing wrong with the plan. Our guy wants to be a criminal defense lawyer, and I'm going, I get 80% of lawyers in this country. But if that's his path, great. But who knows, you know, a year, 2 years in, you know, where it might go. Have a plan, but you don't have to be so strict with it that you can't find something accidentally that you love and feel passion for.
I agree with you, Brian. You know, I can't tell you how many things changed for me. I wanted to be a teacher. I'm so far from being a teacher, it is crazy. But I'm so proud of Van, and I think that with Hickory Point Bank, we're so honored to have the scholarship program help someone like Van realize her dreams. And it just goes to show, and it's not just here's, you know, a reward of $5,000 and you know, see ya. We want to keep in touch. We want to know how she's doing, and we're going to keep our eye on her, and we know she's going places.
All right, so how would you describe your high school life? I mean, you know, big difference between being 15 and today, right? Learned a lot. But did you enjoy the overall experience?
Yes.
I mean, I can tell you weren't just in these things just to do these things. Mm-hmm. You really got joy out of some of this.
Yeah. And I think that's really important. Being able to find things that you actually enjoy and not just being part of it to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How did you get involved with Young Leaders in Action? Because there's a podcast we do every month that's sponsored by Hickory Point Bank called Nobody Asked Us. And we're going to have a new version of that, because the two just graduated this past couple of weeks and they're moving on, and we'll have some new people coming in. But how did you first get involved with that organization?
Yeah, I saw some of my friends doing it. It's really fun being able to volunteer and also like make friends with students from around the area. So I thought it'd be cool. And so I tried it, and then I stayed for another year, and yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I, you know, and you guys were a really a bright spot in the pandemic, meaning when there were a lot of adults running around being silly, you guys were out there doing great things in the community and giving back. And I'll always think of you guys, you know, doing those food box pickups and stuff for people when people were really hurting. And you guys are out there in your black T-shirts, and like, you know, I'm like, look at these kids. I mean, it's unbelievable. At 17, 18, couldn't have convinced me to go do anything like
so
that.
So many people were paralyzed, but these young leaders were not. And it was just, it's just very fulfilling and exciting to see.
All right, you guys stick tight. We got another segment coming back, and here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Merit Scholar, there you go, Nick Smith. I know we'll go through all the kids, because there were four from every high school, and they deserve to be recognized. Great stories for all of them. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah, today's going to be sunny with a high of 68. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 49. For Tuesday, partly sunny, high of 72, chance of evening rain. And Wednesday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, high near 76. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:20.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Update your home with beautiful cabinets from Dura Supreme. Our complimentary custom design includes pricing and renderings to keep you in budget. And with a broad selection of woods and colors, you can have it all.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
For years, Macon County CASA has been helping, advocating, and been the voice for abused and neglected children. And unfortunately, the need for these services seems to go away. Each year, Macon County CASA has a Playhouse Raffle. This raffle helps to support the continuing need to help the children in our community. This year marks the 20th anniversary of this monumental fundraiser. In order to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle, three themes were chosen for playhouses. This year, the playhouses are called the Adventure Float, the Children's Museum, designed after the Children's Museum right here in Decatur, and Mr. Tumnus House. See these amazing designs and photos of the 2022 playhouses on the Macon County CASA Facebook page right now, and get your tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org. Celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle by supporting Macon County CASA and buying your Playhouse Raffle tickets today.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We are back here on a Monday. What a glorious Monday it is, too, just weather-wise. Doesn't it make a difference starting your week out with sunshine?
Yeah, it's a great. It's just great.
I mean, there's like science behind that, if I'm not mistaken, right? Correct. I mean, the vitamin, I mean, it's a thing. Don't they have like those lamps?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Hickory Point Bank, the third year of doing their Merit Scholar program, they handed out a lot of cash on Wednesday night, which is going to be a big help. But Carla, I wanted to, if you don't mind, just take a couple of seconds to go through all of the people who were acknowledged, because four from each school, and you're just reading through. It's just amazing to me. And I'm sure you could go six deep or eight deep or 12 deep in, you know, each of the schools and be impressed. But from Decatur Christian School, Heidi Helt and Tyler Helt, this is what I told you, like, watch for the same last names, Alice Skelly and Caitlin Wint. Those were the four. And then from Eisenhower High School, Aubrey Brown, Lainey Etnier, Isabella Tate, who gave the speech at their graduating class on Saturday, Oakley Tate, so there's another brother-sister combo. From the Lutheran School Association, Alicia Elliott, Gannon Harshman, Mackenzie Livingston, and Anna Lovecamp. Got a chance to see Terry, who I've known for years there. And from Moroa Forsyth High School, Rob Gentle, Luke Hubbard, that's Sanford, who was there as well, who I hadn't seen for a very long time, Peyton Roberts, and of course, Van Tran. who's in studios with us today. Emma Truvera from MacArthur High School, along with Zara Haji, Claire Peters, and William Swinson. And then from Mount Zion, Matthias Barnes, Adams, Rosemary Ellison, Frank Tyrolt. How about that name, huh? I saw David there, and I didn't realize there was a Frank.
I know, right?
That was big shoes to fill, for sure. And Weston Walker, and then from St. Teresa, Nick, Erica Flickinger, I think is how it's actually pronounced, Jack Kramer, Valerie Nudeker, and Madison Prezoon, all representing our local area high schools. And we have our grand prize winner in studios with us, Van Tran. Now, Van, you're doing your graduation this coming Friday, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Moreau Forsyth will be in. And are you giving a speech?
Yes, I am giving a valedictorian speech along with four other of my fellow valedictorians.
You have four valedictorians.
We have five.
Five valedictorians. Wow. Mm-hmm. How are you doing? Are you doing a combined? I mean, are you five individual speeches? How's that work?
So all of us are giving one big speech, and we're going to highlight some of the memories that we had from grade school all the way into high school. So each one of us is going to talk a little bit about their section of it, and we're gonna go through.
I like that. So you guys are like doing chapters in a book, right?
Yes.
And everybody's got their own chapter. That's way better than five individual speeches. So how long did it take you? How long did you spend on your part?
Actually, we wrote it all together, and we just finished writing it yesterday. We had about four sessions that we
Nick, these kids all did so much work than I did. I feel like I should give a refund to Rich, and I didn't get paid anything, but I feel like they've all done like 10 times the amount of work getting ready for it. Are you nervous about it?
Yes, very. I was reading it to my group, and I was already very nervous, and it was only four other people.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine what it's going to be like.
You know, here's what it'll be like. You will get done and kind of go, did I do that? You just kind of get on autopilot, right? Get up there. And they used to tell us, think about the audience wearing their underwear. That was a thing that they did. And I'm like, it never made any sense to me at all, because that made me more awkward.
Yeah, that would distract me.
But remember when they used to say that when we were young?
What kind of underwear are you wearing? Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I guess it's just to get your head off of thinking about whatever else. Just get up there and just do it with authority.
Awesome.
You'll be
Thanks.
Fine. You will absolutely be fine. I promise
you.
All right. So any idea where you're going to go to school?
I'm thinking of UW-Madison right now.
Really? Mm-hmm. What about that appeals to you?
So they have a lot of cool engineering programs there. Something called LEAD and STAR. And basically you get to meet with other students from underrepresented place, and I think they have something called like fireside chats where you get to chat with some of the professors and have lunch with them.
Oh, that's very cool.
And yeah, I thought that was.
Are you a big fan of winter?
I love winter.
Okay, well, Wisconsin's your place because they have some winter now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, great for you. What advice would you give, to people out there, maybe starting their high school career? I mean, because you were involved in so much, and I don't know how much of that, you started as a freshman or, throughout your 4 years. But, if you could go back and talk to your 15-year-old self, what would you tell yourself?
I'd say to go for it. Explore everything. Try everything at least once. You never know if you're going to love it or not. And have fun. Meet new people.
I agree. One of my messages to the kids at Richland, the only advice, because I don't feel like people should stand up on a stage and give advice, but was to travel, because don't wait until you're retired, and don't wait till you can even afford it. Any chance you get to go meet people and meet and see cultures and try food and sit and break bread with others, you will see the similarities in people and not the differences. And one of the things we work with a guy by the name of John Bates that we brought to the community with Hickory Point Bank, and he talks about this overview effect that, there have been 600, astronauts, across the world in the history of time that have had this experience of looking at the moon or from the deep space, looking at the Earth as this tiny little. When they do, they come back changed because they don't see lines and borders and states and countries. They just see the Earth all by itself. And when you have a chance to see that, it's hard to look at things, the same way again. And so they come back and kind of see the world as a little bit bigger view than what we do with all this sort of parochial stuff that we do, particularly in election years. But when you get a chance to meet people and see people and sit down and eat with them and laugh with them and enjoy music, it breaks down all those barriers, right? Mm-hmm. So just totally. Go meet people. What a great story. You are just an inspiration. Thank you for being here today. I bet you knock the speech out of the park. I bet you do an amazing job next Friday.
I hope so, too.
All right. Van Tran, Nick, how cool is that? That is the Hickory Point Bank Merit Scholar Award winner.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.